I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This podcast on 97.3 The Fan is brought to you by Hamul Casino, San Diego's closest casino. Real close, real friendly, real fun.
All right, let's go to our Premier Chevrolet of Carlsbad fan hotline. It is Friday. It is 7:40, and that means it is time for a little Crossing Streams with Craig Elston. Craig, good morning.
Good morning, Ben. How's it going?
Good. Any Louis Anderson memories or Meatloaf memories or Stephen Woods memories to share with us if you'd like?
Yeah. I mean, Woods, you know, I remember him well. Good cat. I guess he could swing a mean stick. Not really much else to say about
that's
Woods.
That's fine. We can move on from there.
Yeah. Yeah. But Louis Anderson, man, that sucks. That sucks. Most recently in Baskets.
Baskets, yeah.
Zach Galifianakis.
He got some Emmy nominations, I believe, for that series.
Yeah, I mean, just, you know, incredible comedian over the course of time. I didn't really love him in his prime, but I think as an actor and later in his career, came up with some incredible roles. That's, I mean, you know, I just heard that right now when you said it, obviously, but wow, what a bummer.
He also got to do one of my dream jobs, a game show host.
Mm-hmm.
He hosted, I think, one or two different game shows, didn't he? He was like one of the reboots of Family Feud he was on. And maybe something else as well. So anyway, that's the celebrity news of the day. Let's get on to our Crossing Streams recommendations. I'm looking forward to one of these coming up because I just started season one of The Righteous Gemstones. But we'll start with something called Vigil. I haven't heard of this one yet.
Yeah, so I know last week we did the platform rankings, and I ranked Peacock at the bottom in terms of the one you probably forgot that you've paid for or the least important to buy. But if you happen to have Peacock, I think I mentioned at the time there was a current series that was really good on there, and it's a BBC series that's airing on Peacock called Vigil. Just a 6-part, tight crime drama, limited series, 6 hours long. That's all you're going to deal with. And it's a murder mystery on a nuclear submarine. Hopefully that's a good enough elevator pitch line to get you excited. Saran Jones and Rose Leslie from Game of Thrones. There's about three Game of Thrones vets on this as well. Podrick is there, a couple others.
Who did Rose Leslie play in Game of Thrones?
You know nothing, Jon Snow.
Oh, Ygritte. No.
Ygritte.
Yes.
Exactly.
Okay.
They're investigating the murder of a crewman on a British nuclear submarine. And one detective goes on location onto the submarine, and one is investigating from the land. Vigil comes from the people who did Line of Duty, which is a show I recommended a year or two ago and is still a terrific British police drama. And it's got the same vibe Vigil does. It pulse pounding pacing, kind of that constant score underneath, going dun 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 dun, you know, keeping you moving. Big twists, kind of like you'll expect along the way to get to a finale that's got, you know, a lot of scare in the water. Just 6 episodes, quick watch, but if you're looking for a thriller, if you're looking for a detective type drama, you know, a mystery that's got the whole submarine angle, the claustrophobia of that mixed in, it's really good. I enjoyed it, watched it right at the beginning of the year here in 2022, and as such, now that we're back to recommendations, Ben, my first recommendation.
Well, now I can look forward to maybe a Steve Martin and Martin Short with Only Murders in the Submarine season 2.
I mean, listen, you know, we'll hit the genres where we can. I haven't used the submarine that often most recently, so glad to have subs.
I always love, I loved a good sub movie. I mean, Hunt for Red October, I'm in. Crimson Tide, I'm in. Submarine pictures were definitely some of my favorites, so it sounds like something I might want to give a shot to. All right, go ahead.
No, just let's move on. You're absolutely right. Let's go to The Righteous Gemstones.
I'm just wrapping up season one. Shelley and I have been watching and loving The Righteous Gemstones on HBO, and now season two is coming out on Sundays.
Funny that you guys are on that path, because myself and my wife Mitzi have been on the same path. I was catching up on The Righteous Gemstones to get ready for season two, and she kind of caught the tail end of season one with me, and then we watched all of the current episodes of season two, and now last night she went back and started watching from the beginning, watched the pilot episode to try and catch up. We did talk about it a year ago. Danny McBride, who of course is Eastbound and Down, Vice Principals, you know, one of HBO's great comedy creators, and to me he is just in pure form, and this entire cast is on The Righteous Gemstones, of which there's now four episodes of season two available, coming out new episodes on Sundays. So the fifth episode will be coming out this weekend. It's a send up of the culture of the mega church, you know, the Jim and Tammy Faye Baker style, Joel Osteen, gigantic mega church, mega donations, all about the glitz and glamour, really played to straight parody, but in a raunchy, hilarious style. And I don't know about you guys, Ben, but for me, Edie Patterson, who plays Judy Lee, the dim-witted younger daughter of the Gemstone family, every single episode, she has something that makes like my side hurt from laughing out loud.
We were talking about this yesterday. She's fantastic. Although Woods and I love Walt Goggins' Uncle Baby Billy, absolutely amazing as well. I will say this, you're right. It's funny, it's raunchy. It of course doesn't paint them in a very good light. They're all horrible people in one way or another. But there's still a little bit of heart in the show as well. It's not completely devoid of heart. At least season one, kind of at the end, wasn't either. And I liked how it's all kind of come together. I thought a really well executed first season, and looking forward on getting started in the second season.
Yeah, and that's Danny McBride's style too, right? Is that he'll still find the humanity in his characters that are so outrageously oafish, and ridiculously stupid, and yet you still find that edge of heart. That's what made Eastbound and Down one of the great comedies of the last 20 years, and The Righteous Absolutely. Gemstones is right there. And we haven't mentioned John Goodman, who is the patriarch of the family and is taking a slightly larger role in season two. He's in great shape. He is a great comedy form, physical comedy, as well as reading the lines. So Righteous Gemstone season two is a real kick in the show overall. If you haven't jumped in, we highly recommend.
All right. And this last one, I'm sorry that Woods isn't here, because I know he's a huge fan of Yellowstone. I have not watched that one yet, but 1883 is like the prequel to Yellowstone.
It is. So let's talk for just a second about Taylor Sheridan and the Taylor Sheridan verse, right? Because it was mentioned last week also when we talked about the platforms. Paramount Plus has made a giant bet on Taylor Sheridan. You know, they backed up the Brinks truck to him, kind of Shonda Rhimes style, in terms of put all of your content here. And the one show that is not on Paramount Plus that is Taylor Sheridan's is his biggest show, Yellowstone, which is still over on Peacock. Another reason to have Peacock if you have that platform. I think Taylor Sheridan has a specific style of drama that when he's working and he's really cooking is very good, but it's kind of aimed toward more of the testosterone side of the culture. But at his heart, Taylor Sheridan is a cowboy. This dude literally has a ranch, rides horses. He lives that pastoral lifestyle. He's always wanted to be a Western director. And 1883 is a pure Western. And I'm here to say this morning on Ben and Woods, this is the best Taylor Sheridan project of anything he's done, at least on television. You can go to some great movies he's done, like Hell or High Water. You can look at different things he's written, Sicario. You know, those are really exciting movies. But in terms of his television series, 1883 for me is where it's at. This is Sam Elliott in, obviously, the year 1883, playing a Civil War vet, older man. He's lost his family. He's basically lost everything.
Sam Elliott, by the way, if you don't know, is he was in A Star Is Born, the old guy with the deep, the Coors, the banquet beer voice, yeah. the deep voice.
Beef, it's what's for dinner.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah. You know, he played a version of this oh my gosh, with the dude in The Big Lebowski, right? So you've seen Sam yeah. Elliott, and he's got the same mustache. And, you know, this guy's on the edge of his own life, but he agrees, kind of with nothing to lose, to lead a group of German settlers, a big wagon train of German settlers from Texas to Oregon. So we're on the Oregon Trail. And you're going to have all of the excitement and the beauty and the danger of what, you know, how dangerous it actually was to be a pioneer in the Wild West, how crossing a river could be a life-ending, life-changing event, you know, and it is literally a two-episode arc in the first half of this season. And the way it's a prequel, Ben, is that in the wagon train, along with the group, is one family who's independently moving west, the Dutton family, and that family is played by Tim McGraw and Faith Hill, and their daughter, their like late teenage, you know, early adult daughter, is played by Isabel May. And so with Sam Elliott, Tim McGraw, Faith Hill, Isabel May, you've kind of got the key cast here. They're really good. And, you know, they've obviously done some husband-wife acting stuff before, but I actually think Tim McGraw and Faith Hill are really good in these roles. And Elliot, just amazing. This is my top recommendation of the week. And I love The Righteous Gemstones, but 1883 has just a style, and you jump into it, you kind of get immersed in it. And I really have enjoyed where it's gone. Smart writing, dangerous action, you know, it's a show that really keeps you engaged. It's not boring or slow in any way, and it's a lot of fun to watch. So
I hope they don't,
The Righteous Gemstones, 1880.
I hope they don't take the Donner Pass off the Oregon Trail. I know that doesn't go well if I know my history books.
Spoiler alert.
Craig, anything else going on? I know soccer's got a win last week. What else is going on in your world?
Well, yeah, a couple of things. Let's talk San Diego Soccer just for a second. They're on the road this weekend, but I'm actually working. The club is in Chihuahua, down in Mexico. They are in the northern state of Mexico, Chihuahua. They are taking on the Chihuahua Savage tonight at 7 o'clock, tomorrow at 6 o'clock. There is a broadcast, as always, on MASL TV that is going to be in Spanish. Myself and Jerry Jimenez will be doing an English broadcast of the game on our Twitch channel. So you can check it out. Go to Twitch.
So you're like Jim Nance. He's going to be calling the Torrey Pines Golf Tournament from the site of the AFC Championship game, wherever it is next weekend. You're going to be calling the game remotely.
Yes, I will be, off of the giant video screen at the Calafino Lounge up in Carlsbad. Jerry and I will be set up there, and we'll be doing the same thing tomorrow at 6 o'clock. So check that out. If you don't have Twitch, download it on your phone. There's a way to put it on your Roku. You can watch on your laptop and check out our English broadcast. And then new episode of Crossing Streams also just dropped last night, Ben, with myself and Ken Garten, taking our first looks at a show I'll be talking to you about next week, Peacemaker, on HBO Max. As well as the Book of Boba Fett on Disney Plus. Check out our reviews there on this week's Crossing Streams. Find it wherever you find your podcasts.
Outstanding. As always, Craig, enjoy your weekend. We will talk to you next Friday.
You bet. Great to talk to you, boys. Take
care. Craig Elston on our Premier Chevrolet of Carlsbad fan hotline. Save money the right way with Premier Chevrolet of Carlsbad. Visit them today in the Carlsbad Auto Mall. Chevrolet, find new roads.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.